In District 1, the election results were Victor Hernandez by 50% point. What was that, Ms. Becky Garza, City Secretary of Lubbock, Texas?
He had 50.59%.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, 50.59% of the vote. Now, in order to avoid a runoff, a candidate has to have at least 50% of the vote, and voter turnout was lighter than it has been.
Right.
So, candidate Frank Gutierrez ended up, I think he was about 38%, something like that. We spoke with Mr. Gutierrez earlier this morning, just about 7:45, and he said that he will be filing a petition for a recount. What all does that involve?
Okay. Well, and I can't get into all of it just because it's so complex, but, I mean, Secretary of State does have some procedures online for requesting the recount and also for doing the recount. But I will say, once he files, we've got a couple of days to determine whether his petition is good enough to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping it doesn't take us that long. And then we have to give him 18-hour notice of when we're going to have the when we're going to start the recount. He will be able to be present, as will the other candidates if they choose to, or representatives.
Okay.
Their representatives.
You were saying it could go an electronic recount or a manual recount, which would be, how does that work?
He would have to specify what he wants. And so on a manual recount, that would be where we are going to print all the electronic ballots, what the votes were. And then those, and I will tell you, all this is new to me too. We've been consulting a lot with the Secretary of State's office in our office. So all of this is the first recount we have. And so, but, the way I understand it, we will match those up to make sure that that was the number of tallies to the votes in those precincts.
Okay.
And,
is this 50.59? Is that an actual figure, or is there any rounding that comes into play?
That was the actual figure. And then what I understand with provisional votes, there were a few provisional votes.
Ah.
But not very many. I think there were four. And the ballot board has met. They have not completed all their work. But the way I understand it, I don't think that changed those percentages at all.
Okay, just to wrap it up, final word. Is there a possibility, do you go back and look at the validity or the eligibility of voters and say maybe throw votes out because of a disqualification of a voter?
Mm-hmm. Well, that will, the way, with four votes out, that will not, we're looking that that's not going to affect the percentages at this point.
Okay.
We're not thinking it's going to affect any of that. Now, there is...
you don't go back and scrutinize every single voter.
You don't scrutinize the voter whether they're qualified or not. That is not part of what the law allows you to do with a recount.
Okay.
The other thing that I think people had a question is, how did we come up with the deposit he would have to give, he would have to put down? And we did consult with Secretary of State's office, and based on the number of vote centers we had 39 vote centers. And we had, so you charge $100 per vote center plus $100 for all the early voting locations. So that's your $4,000 deposit.
Okay.
If it costs more, we bill him for the difference. If it costs less, we refund him the difference.
Right. It's my understanding that they don't have any beef with the cost of the thing. They just want to know. And just be sure. Anyway, City Secretary Becky Garza, thanks for joining us and making the comment on this.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.